here together with a young man called John Hollinger, and you're welcome.
Thank you.
You've been here for quite some time. You are from the US, and you are here playing football, and you are a goalkeeper. I happen to know that you have a twin brother, you have two older sisters, and one of your goals is to play in an MLS team. Is that you in a nutshell?
Yeah, that's pretty much it, you know, and also that's, you know, I enjoy growing in my faith as well. You know, that's where I met you and you guys over here at ICF. So, yeah, definitely. Soccer has been a big role in my life. I mean, you know, I'm from the U.S., but I'm over here in Sweden, you know, halfway across the world. So it just shows that soccer is also a big thing in my life as well. So
when you say soccer, we say football, so we know what sport we talk about.
Exactly.
So, but why soccer? I mean, there's a lot of other American sports like American football, baseball. Why soccer? Why football that way?
Yeah, I mean, well, me and my brother, my twin brother, we played all sports growing up, but we just stuck to soccer more. I don't know why. I was just really good at it. I was the goalkeeper, and he was the goal scorer. So, you know, when you're really young on the youth, the house league teams, usually the best position, the most athletic kid, they put in the goal to save, and then just one on the field up top to score some goals. So, and we got pretty competitive, so we just kept pursuing it. I don't know. And also, my dad didn't let us play American football. He didn't want us getting injured, you know, like concussions and things like that. So he didn't let us.
I do understand him.
Yeah.
Having a son myself, I do understand him. So you played soccer in the U.S., but then how did you end up in Sweden? It's far from the U.S.
That's true. It is very far. Well, you know, there's a lot of different connections that go along with it. Especially when you're pursuing something that you really want to, you know, pursue. So, I was doing they call it combines. It's like tryouts for professional, where professional scouts come and watch.
Okay.
And there's this agent from Denmark that came out. So there was a lot of coaches from overseas and agents and things like that. And this one from Denmark came. And he saw me playing, and we connected and everything. So, we stayed in contact, and there was a team in Denmark that he wanted to bring me to. So I came over to Denmark at first. But just like everything in life, things don't go as planned, right?
That's
so
true.
You know, it didn't work out there, but I was, you know, still over here in Denmark. Through another friend, he told me that a team in Malmo needed a goalkeeper. So I just got on a train and came over here. And this was in April of this year, in 2019. Okay. So, yeah. So that's kind of how it
rather
happened.
Recent, in other words.
Yeah. I know you said I've been here for a long time.
Yeah, same. So, yeah, I thought so.
April is when I came here to Malmo. Yeah.
Okay. So, long way from family, friends, how did you cope with that?
Well, yeah, it's exactly. You got to be very strong mentally as well, you know, because also, you know, with football here as well, like, you know, a lot of there's not a lot of foreign players as well, you know, a lot of the guys are local guys as well, so it's like you really got to stay strong mentally and focus on what you truly value, you know? And so, yeah, it's just, you know, staying grounded in the Lord, you know? Because he always has a plan for us, and he has a plan for me. I know that for sure. So, I stay grounded with him. But also, you know, I call my parents through Facebook audio, you know, which is pretty nice, you know? And, you know, just try to, get involved here at the church and hang out with teammates once in a while outside of training and, you know, really stay focused and try to grow in that way. Yeah.
So you mentioned faith and the Lord and so on. How is the faith helping you in your football career?
Yeah. So, you know, like, just like in faith, like in God, there's you got to have a belief in something that you cannot see, right?
Mm.
So, you know, I kind of use that as encouragement for myself, for my playing career as well, you know, because there could be, you know, things not going well, or you're looking at what's right in front of you, you know, in the present moment. But if you just have faith in God, you know, that everything will work out, that there is something coming, you know, good, you know, God wants the best for me and everything.
Absolutely.
That's how I keep my faith in soccer as well, you know? So, that can even be like really short term, like talking about within a game, a 90-minute game, you know, you can give up 1-2 goals in the first 20 minutes and they could be really bad goals given up, but you still got 70 minutes left to go.
That's true.
Right. You got to stay strong mentally and have faith to keep pushing and forget what happened and to keep pushing. So, yeah, that's overall.
As you used to say, it ain't over until the fat lady sings.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. They used to say that in ice hockey, though.
Yeah.
What are the biggest challenges you are facing, both here and in the U.S., to being open with your faith?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the biggest challenges. Well,
like, for instance, with your team members.
Yeah, and, exactly.
Know.
Well, for one, you know, I'm coming over here from the U.S. And I'm here by myself. You know, I don't have my family, a support system with me here physically, right? Don't have my friends from the U.S. here. But, you know, that's you could see that as a challenge, right? But I think it's a challenge that helps push me even more, you know? You know, it's also a little more challenging that I don't see as many Christians out here in Sweden.
That's
or
true.
People of faith, people of faith, you know? In the U.S., I was playing college soccer in Florida and in 2017, and our team would pray before the games and after every training as a team. You know, I mean, it was not, that's really where I kind of grew my faith. And then to go from that to here, it's a little different, you know. So I know the Lord is challenging me to continue to work in my faith and grow in my faith and don't ignore him, you know, in the locker room, on the field, in the city, in my everyday life here in Malmo, you know. So he's challenging me in that way, you know. He's not going to say, hey, I'm going to let it be easy for you, right? You know, you got to really find me, you know, because I'm here. You know, God is always with us. He's everywhere, so.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Do you think it's tougher to be a guy of faith in the sports arena? I mean, I'm thinking about, it's a tough world, a lot of guys coming together, locker room talks, a lot of that. Is that harder?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. You know, it's definitely your perception of how it is. Obviously, your environment makes a difference of whether something is harder or not, right? So the environment in the locker room is different than the environment here on Sunday morning.
I guess
so. It's much easier to, you know, express my faith, you know, here at the church on Sunday mornings with everyone here than it is in the locker room where everyone has their own lives, right? And, you know, we all, or people, you know, everyone falls short of the glory of God, right? So no one is perfect. And
that's true.
These are all people who are just trying to find themselves as well, you know? So, I mean, it's not easy. I'll tell you that. It's not easy.
I guess it's not.
But you got to look at the positives, right? That's what I try to focus on is the positives of it. And the positives that I try to think is that, well, God is all powerful, right? Mm. And he's always with me, right? Mm. So what do I have to fear in the locker room when I see things that are not, you know, exhibiting what God would want to see, right? Or on the field or anything like that. What do I have to fear? I mean, you know, because God is with me. Mm. But, you know, then again, we're all human as well. So it is tough sometimes. I'll tell you that. It is tough. Yeah.
Vanessa Christian, do you think it's important to belong to a community of faith?
Oh, yeah, of course. Because I think it's very important. It's helped me a lot, you know, because it could get really redundant on your own. And also, it's very encouraging. It helps. It's helped me a lot. Look at things in different perspectives. And it's just like in anything, right? If you want to improve in your mentality, you know, joining a mastermind group that helps you get better with that. Or if you want to get better with your physical training, you surround yourself with other guys who are, you know, going after, you know, their physical goals and everything like that. So it's just like that. If you want to grow in your faith, I think it's really fantastic to join a community where people are also growing in their faith and maybe even much further down the line in their faith. It's really helped me. So, yeah.
Iron sharpens iron.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So that I believe that in faith and in mentality, physical, anything really in life, you know.
Yeah.
Iron sharpens iron. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. What verse is that again? Remind me.
Iron sharpens iron?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. We have to look that up. You caught me there, but yeah.
It's like Okay. I have it in the back of my mind somewhere.
Yeah, we can look that up. Yeah. But how did you find our church?
Oh, okay. Yeah, so my hometown is in Virginia in the U.S.
Yep.
And this was last year, I think, maybe even a little before then. A pastor from Sweden had came over to our church.
Okay.
And he was from Stockholm. And we talked with him after the service and things like that. And he's good friends with our pastor at our church. And then, you know, I came over to Sweden. So I told my, you know, my dad had connected with this pastor from Sweden. And, you know, we stayed in touch via email. And he's from Stockholm. His name is Daniel Stenmark. Okay. And so he's in Stockholm. So I emailed him. I said, hey, I'm out in Malmo. You know, I'm trying to get into, you know, the faith community, anything, you know, and just wanted to let you know I'm in Sweden. I'm in your country, even though Stockholm's on the other side. But he said, yeah, well, my sister is a member of a church in Malmo here.
Okay.
And it's this one.
It's a small world.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, it's actually a pretty big church here. I didn't meet her for a few months. Like, I came here and just came to the services, and I didn't know who she was. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, after a few, you know, meals and fikas and things like that, when people asked the same question, like, how did you find this church? I would just say that story. And then there was one day when she was in the cafeteria, or like the table next to us. And someone's like, oh, Stenmark, I think that's her over here. And
okay.
So it took a few months, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's
yeah, there's hard. a lot of people, you know, on the Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in what way can a church and a faith community help you while you are here?
Help me personally?
Yeah, yeah.
Or what ways can a church help me in my faith? You know... Well, I think it's important for me to, you know, tell people of the church, you know, also my ambitions and be open with that, which I, you know, I think I have. And, you know, I have goals to also help mentor young soccer players to increase in their faith as well, you know. So, you know, that would be great to have some sort of guidance with that as well. How to, you know, share the word with them as well, you know. And yeah, I mean, it would be great. You know, I'm glad that you guys came out to one of my games. That was really good
yeah,
support.
Yeah, we would love that. Yeah.
But to also just pray for me as well, you know.
But you said one thing. You said there's not so many Christians hanging around like in the U.S. So we had one guy. He's a student from South Africa. He said that he never go to church that often as he did here, because here it feels like it's very tough out there. So you need a breathing hole. Do you think that like a breathing hole? A church can be like a breathing hole in a rather secular place like Sweden?
Oh yeah. Yeah. It definitely feels like a breathing hole for sure, because like, you know, you can be going through a tough week and then you come here and it's really, you know, it feels like, you know, you're just giving everything to God, and the people here are great, and it's a good time here, so
great. Your mom and dad and your family, they will visit you?
Yeah, they're planning to come in the first week of October. Yep. My mom's still trying to get off of work, but
it's a long trip.
Yeah, it is a long trip. So, you know, it'll be exciting. I mean, it'll be great because, you know, our season ends the end of September. Mm-hmm. And then they'll be coming the first week of October. So that'd be a good recharger for me before my next step here that I want to do with trials, with teams and everything. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to them coming.
So when it comes next step, what is your next step?
Yeah, exactly.
Your dream, if you can dream out. What is it?
Of course, of course. You know, I definitely want to continue playing football, of course. You know, I'm 24 years old and I'm a goalkeeper. So if you know.
10 more years, maybe?
Oh, no, much more than that.
Much more? Okay.
Yeah. You got Gigi Buffon of Italy. He's at 40.
Okay, he was. Yeah.
So, I mean, I want to push up higher here in Sweden. Next year, I want to at least play Division One or higher. So, you know, but like you said at the beginning of the show, my ultimate goal is, for soccer, football-wise, is to play in the MLS. That's my next goal is Division One here in Sweden, and then MLS after. So,
okay.
Yeah.
It's a long way.
Yeah.
It's a long way to go. So you're now in Division number 3.
Yeah.
So there's 2 or 3 more steps, mm-hmm. And we hope and we are praying that that you will succeed, stay out of injuries, that the right people will see you, and that God has a finger in it all and can help you. Yeah, it's a tough world, but as you say, goalkeeper, they can go on a little bit longer than if you were like a defender or
and you got to take care of your body, right? And have a good mentality, right? And you know, I feel like if I don't approach it the right way, right, I could have a short career, right? If I don't take care of my body and don't take care of my mind, right? So I have to just keep sharpening those tools, you know, constantly, because for the longevity of the sport, I feel like I have to, you know. So it's not going to come by easy, of course not. So I have to keep reminding myself of to continue sharpening both of those aspects as well. So
your family, are they Christians or all of them?
Yes.
That's good.
Yeah. So we grew up in the church back home in Virginia ever since I was little. So
May I ask what kind of church background that is?
Yeah, it was Protestants.
Yeah,
like a Christian Protestant church. Yeah. So, you know, there's a lot of different kinds of Christian churches, you know.
Too many, I would say.
You know, it gets so confusing to me sometimes, you know.
It is.
And to me, honestly, it's just like, you know, if you believe in Jesus, you know, that he's Lord and Savior, and you know, if you believe in that, then all these other little, you know, seculars doesn't really matter to me, you know. So I don't try to get too caught up into all that kind of stuff.
A challenge we have with the ICF, there's a lot of people from different denominations.
So
we are not from just one. This is a Pentecostal church, but we have a lot of different. But I think it works out pretty nice anyway.
I've non-denominational as well as the churches I've gone to. I think it doesn't hurt to kind of see different denominations and kind of just to understand, you know, where they're coming from. And but, you know, at the end of the day, it's like, you know, God is God and Jesus is Jesus, you know. So,
it's great. If we end up here as a community of faith, as we are there any specific things that you would love us to pray for you while you stay here in Sweden? So we know that and we can keep you in our prayers. Is there something special that you want us to pray for?
Yeah, of course. You know, I would definitely want you guys, it would be great if you guys could pray for me to continue to stay strong and grounded in my faith and bring that to the soccer community that I'm in.
Amen.
You know, I'm not only playing at Malmo City, but I'm also doing coaching as well of the youth programs there. So, you know, just staying grounded in my faith so that I'm exemplifying someone of faith to these kids, you know, and helping them and giving them life lessons as well, not just soccer lessons, you know. So, yeah, if you could pray for me for that, that'd be fantastic.
We will do that. But I totally forgot. I have to ask you, but this will probably be the last question. I have to ask you. You told me last time I saw you that you will start a football podcast. Mm-hmm. How is that work going?
Yeah, it's going good, you know. I mean, I started the intro, right?
Okay.
And I'm about to release my first episode.
Okay.
And it's called A Footballer's Faith.
How do we find that if we want to listen to that podcast? How do we find it?
Yeah, it's on Apple iTunes and Spotify and anywhere where podcasts are played. You know, if you just type in A Footballer's Faith and my name after, John Hollinger, you could definitely find it. You know, and episode one is being released sometime this week. So, yeah, it's going to first start off as a solo podcast where I'm just, you know, short snippets, 8 to 10 minutes of different topics of how what football looks like with Christ in it as well, you know? So how I approach, you know, football, but also with my faith and what that looks like. Because, you know, I think there's a lot of players out there as well, you know, that, you know, deep down they really are believers in Christ and everything, but when they get to the football pitch or training or things like that, they don't really they don't know how to act as well as, like, it can be kind of fearful, right? Because, like we were saying before, you're going into an environment that's very different, you know. And it could be easy to get lost in that. So, you know, the first few episodes, I want to, you know, start off as a solo. And then as I get more into it, I'm going to interview professional soccer players as well, football players, and about their faith journeys as well, you know, and what that looks like for them. So, yeah.
Sounds interesting. We have to look that up.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
absolutely. Well, it's been great talking to you, and we would definitely pray for you as a community of faith, and we hope that you will reach your goals, and we're praying for that.
Thank you.
So nice to meet you, John.
Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate it. You guys have been really, really great here, and you know, I'm really blessed to be part of such a good community here, so thank you very much.
Thank you.